Jared has been invited to a red carpet movie premiere with the actor Kevin James, and we got a lot of questions.
I have some, too.
Yeah. First of all, red carpet premiere, movie premiere with Kevin James.
Yes.
Can you do it?
Solo Mio. Yeah.
Okay.
Kevin James. And it has one of the actors from Sons of Anarchy and the guy who plays Jesus from The Chosen.
Oh, I love him. Yeah.
Yeah, so I can tell you what happened.
Yeah.
But then you have questions.
I do have questions. And then Matt also has a theory, but why don't you tell us how it all came to be?
I just got a text from my friend Bo, who's an actor, and through a mutual friend of ours who happens to be a publicist out of L.A. that we just became friends with, was like, hey, you know, you interviewed such and so. The actor from Sons of Anarchy, and he's in this new movie with Kevin James, and we have 10 tickets to the premiere. Would you and Jared like to come? And we're like, what? It said you get to meet Kevin James, obviously, you know, the guy from Sons of Anarchy and the Jesus guy. Mm-hmm. I'm bad with names.
I got to find out his name because I can picture him, yes.
And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, we get to be there? Like, we just get to watch them? No, no, you get to be on the red carpet. You get to be behind the scenes. You get to go to the after party.
Oh, wow.
With the celebrities. And I was like, well, let me ask work because it's like a very short notice.
Yeah.
And I said, as long as I can, like, post stuff, can we post? And you said, no, post anything you want, like on our station pages here.
They want word. They want word out there, right?
Yeah. And they're like, absolutely. I'm like, well, perfect. As long as I can post stuff for work. You know, that I feel like it's a decent thing to ask for. Plus, it's freaking cool. I love Kevin James. Kevin James.
And this is a comedy, right?
That's my understanding.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I assumed.
Are you actually going to be walking on the red carpet and take a photo?
That's what I've been told. I don't need to do that. I'm more interested in, like, getting a quick interview with Kevin James.
This is where my theory comes in.
Okay.
I think they have asked Jared to do this because they're concerned for Kevin James's safety and they need a body double.
I have gotten that as he
Because shot. If you put the two of them next to each other, they look related.
Okay.
I think you could interchange them.
I have heard that before when I shaved my head and the beard.
He has committed to beard and head shaving.
Yes.
Oh, I can see.
You see it?
Yeah. I can definitely see
it. So don't be surprised if they ask Jared to maybe dye his beard.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Tell Jared exactly what he needs to be wearing when he's on this red carpet.
Wear an oversized shirt.
Well, that way, in case something happens or somebody's coming after Kevin James, maybe they accidentally get Jared.
I think that's their motivation. I like your theory.
I think that's their motivation. Okay. I can totally see that.
I like that, Matt.
I can totally see it. Matt, part of your theory leads me to my number one question.
Mm-hmm.
Jared, what in the hell are you going to wear? Because listen,
I know.
Dry wick is not going to work.
Ill-fitting suits.
You wore the most ill-fitting suit anybody has ever seen.
It's ill-fitting.
Different shades of blue.
Yeah.
Weird. They don't match.
To our
Morning Show of the Year award.
Yes, Morning Show of the Year. And it was like people were not even focusing on the fact that we won an award. People were focusing on the fact that you were wearing
It's awful.
An ill-fitted suit.
For somebody who goes to church, I try to go every week, and I used to have, you know, I said I lost some of the suits in the divorce. It's not true, but like in the moving three times in 2 years or whatever it was, I can't find two of my suits. So I have one, and then the pants that go with the suit I can't find. So I had these other blue pants, navy pants that I knew didn't match, but I was like, whatever. And so whenever I wear a suit jacket, it's like, ugh.
The matching is not the problem. Well, yes, it's part of the problem, but it's like the sleeves are not long enough.
Well, I've gotten so much taller since I got these suits 10 years ago.
That's what it is. Yes,
that's what I'm saying. I'm like, this was a fitted suit. Like, I mean, not a fitted suit, but, you know, tailored suit. And they weren't short. I'm like, what's happening? I mean, these bulky arms now. It could be weight.
Maybe.
It could be weight. Maybe it's the weight. I guess that makes it shorter, right?
Maybe.
Makes it tighter. That makes sense.
But it definitely was the whites of your sleeves were coming out very far from the edge of the suit.
I was aware. I'm like, this is so bad. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Was that the one where the pants were overly baggy or no?
They're a little baggy. Yeah.
A little baggy.
I don't remember the pants. I remember the jacket.
The jacket was not good.
Yeah. Okay. So what are you going, like, have you rented a tuxedo?
No. Because I don't have time.
You're either going to have to do that or you're going to have to lean into this is Hollywood and just wear like a blazer, no shirt. Like, you're going to have to be out there saying, you know what? I'm here to make a crazy fashion statement.
Yeah.
And that's just what I'm doing. Wear, like, cargo shorts with a blazer, no shirt. You got to go to that extreme, because if you try almost and miss, then it's going to be bad.
It's going to look really bad now.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kevin James is friends with Adam Sandler. I can go Sandler.
But
and just
you're not
out.
Sandler, though.
I know. I'm not. Yes, I'm just saying. But, like, Sandler, no, you're exactly I'm not
he,
Sandler.
He gets away with it.
He can.
Because
that's his thing.
He can.
And no one knows. No one's going to care. I mean, know that I'm there. I mean,
no.
It's like, but I don't want to look bad. I will tell you today, because I mentioned this to you off the air, Katie,
yeah.
And it came up a little bit about, it's just even in the past about my suits. I've been trying to think better. But Bo, who's also a model, mm-hmm. was like, what are you going to wear?
Oh, my God. See?
He called me when Verizon was out nationwide. Mm-hmm. But when he called me, when he's FaceTiming me, I'm like, he must really want it. Something must be really important. And I go, what? He goes, what are you going to wear?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
don't embarrass me, man.
I was like, dude, I don't know. So he called me just yesterday, and he goes, and this is the, I know you guys already think we're gay. This is the gayest thing ever.
No, we already do.
No, I said, I know you already think I'm gay.
Oh, I thought you said you're going to think we are. I was like,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know you guys already think we're gay.
Yeah, you guys definitely have hooked up before.
Yeah. If not, we're just waiting until we get gay married.
Uh-huh.
But to me, this is the gayest thing of all time.
Okay.
It's the most gay thing. It should be celebrated by all gay people. We're going to express today, and he's going to...
dress you.
He's going to dress me.
Oh, well, I don't think
that, no. Express is of like...
Yeah, but also, I don't think that's... I think that is a friend... helping a friend.
Oh, yeah. I think it's nice. I think just two dudes going to express together for one to dress the other is kind of gay.
I think it's a control issue. I think he wants to make sure that you are not going to embarrass him on the red carpet.
Which is good, because he doesn't trust you and he shouldn't in this situation.
No, he shouldn't. And this is his career. Like, he is an actor. So, like, for him, for me, it's good for us, for social media and the content, right?
Yes, right.
Being a fish out of water. Me at a fancy event. Those don't go together.
Do most people wear tuxedos or no? Like, you can...
I feel like a red carpet event, yes.
Yeah.
I mean...
Okay, well,
it is in Miami, though, so it might be a little bit different.
Oh, so that's where you are even in more trouble.
That's what I'm
trouble.
Saying. I'm even more scared.
Yeah.
I think it adds a whole other element.
Oh, my gosh.
It's got to be, like, almost some sort of style.
Uh-huh.
They don't let usually overweight people on the red carpet like that.
I was overweight. No. I was like, well, and you can't help
unless
it.
Unless you're a celebrity. Look at the red carpet. Miami? Miami's the most fashionable probably area. That's where I got that.
Yes.
Well, you made fun of me for it. But that's where I got that cool button-down shirt years ago. That was
I wouldn't use the word cool.
And
but
it was very tight, and it was very expensive.
Yes.
And Jared, I didn't even know Express still existed.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Express typically is form-fitting clothes.
Yeah, I'm concerned for you.
Well, so
I would have a backup store.
Kohl's.
Yeah, I do.
Kohl's.
Yeah. Walmart. We're going to get to that Faded Glory section. It's called Faded Glory, right?
Yeah.
You can get a suit at Walmart, right?
I don't know about a suit, but see, it has to be fit. I don't know.
You can get a suit. Just as a backup, you can get a suit. If you can't get one at Express or fit in it, you can get a suit at Kohl's. And it'll be, they have every size, so it'll be fitted.
Okay.
So that's an emergency backup.
I have short arms. It's
okay,
like weird.
What it doesn't about, matter. How does it work? I don't know. Okay. Like, if we're renting a dress, for example, rent the runway,
mm-hmm.
right? That's you don't have time for that because you leave soon.
But it's what very about, last minute.
What about a walk-in to, and I don't even know if they do, they don't do men's clothing anyway, so that wouldn't help you. But what about walking into like a David's Bridal?
For
a tuxedo, do they don't have them? I don't know how that works for men.
I got to find out more information about what is the vibe supposed to be there. Because I don't want to show up in a tuxedo and everyone's like kind of wearing like blazers with the...
I'd rather be overdressed than underdressed.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess the big question really is, what are you going to wear? And there's probably no better person to be able to answer that than Bo, right?
That's correct. Yeah,
going together.
He's a fashion model. And
he knows
the history of it.
And also like what to wear, what not to wear. So let's try to get him on the phone and we'll see what he wants you to wear to the red carpet premiere. Okay, that's next.